This episode, I'm gonna dedicate it to my mom, to my late mom, who brought me into this world, who I wish was here to see me and to see how far I have come and how I have conquered all the obstacles, all the challenges that I had to face to get to where I am today, despite everything that happened, despite not having a mother figure in my life. This one goes out to my mom. I miss. Hey, what's up, fam? What's up, gang, gang? Hi, the unspoken community. Hi, how are you? How are you doing? I hope you are doing awesome. I hope you're just doing cool. I hope everything is good. We na feel leo. Elona feel vizuri. Like, I feel so psyched up. Like, I feel so energized. I don't know if it's because it's a Friday. Inakwanga tu ile day. Inakwanga na vibe fulani. So, I feel so happy. I feel so psyched up. I feel so vibrant. It's me, your girl, Awiti, the host of this podcast. I'm back with another episode. End month. Kasalo kame check in. Ama that is the reason Nikona psych. 22nd May, yeah? Unspoken is gonna be 1 year old. So, welcome to episode 32 of the Unspoken Podcast. Next week on Sunday, that will be 14th May. Great news. So, I'm finally organizing my first event for Unspoken. It's so, like, emotional for me. The best part about this is that I rebranded last year. I started Unspoken last year in May, and it's a year down the line. I'm now organizing an event. So next week on Sunday, that will be 14th May. It will be on Mother's Day. It will be Mother's Day. Yeah. So I'm organizing an event on Mother's Day where I will be going to a children's home in Kisumu. That is Victory Children's Home. It's in Dunga. That is in Kiboko Bay. So I'll be organizing that event. I'll be going to the children's home with my friends and other podcasters. I've invited other podcasters. So we'll be there chilling with the kids on Mother's Day, playing games, interacting, educating, gifting the kids, like just chilling with them on Mother's Day. And I'm plugging you guys. So the Unspoken community, consider yourself very much welcome. Ukisikia hii podcast, because this podcast is going to drop before the event, like a week before the event, kindly show up. You'll meet me there. I'll be there. Talk just to vibe. I'll be there. So just come. You're welcome. So I've given the location. That is Victory Children's Home in Kisumu, in Dunga, Kiboko Bay. Just check it out. Even if you check it out on Google Maps, you'll get the exact location. So welcome. Karibuni sana to the event. I'm welcoming you guys. And this event is like so, it's so dear to my heart. It's so close to my heart because it's the first event I'm organizing myself. Sunday, 14th May, tukutane pale Victory Children's Home. Come and meet your host. Some of you listen to this podcast and maybe you don't know how I look like. So come, mtanipata pale face to face. This Mother's Day event really sparked something. That's why I started with it. Organizing this Mother's Day event really sparked something in me. Like it really ilinirudisha mbali. Like it really ilinipeleka mbali to when I was a young kid, when I was a young child. Like it ilinikumbusha mbali. And I was really 50-50 about sharing this, but you know, when Mother's Day, of course, when you think about Mother's Day, what do you think about? So, of course, it's a day of celebrating mothers, our mothers, yeah, and whatnot, yeah. So, when I think of Mother's Day, I don't really celebrate Mother's Day because I lost my mom when I was 4 years old. Like, yeah, when I was so young. So, I lost my mom when I was so young. So, I never celebrate Mother's Day. So in Mother's Day, I'm always just there. So organizing this event, thinking about it, and it really took me down to memory lane and on how life has been without my mom. Like how losing my mom really, like, actually it really changed my entire life. I don't know if you get, but like losing my mom like really changed my entire life. Like I'm always like thinking, if my mom would have been alive, lingekuwa naishi life kweli. Like I always like become so emotional when I think of Mother's Day. When I see other people celebrating their moms, it's so painful. Of course, no one wants to. There's no one who wants to live this life without a mom. No, I know. So, like, organizing this event on Mother's Day really made me think about my inner child, the child that I was. Like, it really made me think about that. about that young girl who lost her mom at 4 years old. Like that little girl who had to carry all that pain through her childhood, who had to navigate life without her mom, who had to like look up to other people to try and find her mom there. I don't know if it makes sense, but I've never healed from that. Who heals from that? No one. No one ever heals from losing a parent. Really organizing this event, like this Mother's Day event, when I was visiting that orphanage, got me thinking to that cat child. That's my inner child. She never healed. It's time to heal that inner child. For maybe people who are out there like me, yeah? If you're out there like me and you lost someone who was close to you, your mom, my parent, and you like always feel like you're not ready to face that, you don't face it. Like, what? I'm really getting emotional. Wait. Okay, babe, you need to chill. You need to chill. Like, I'm really getting emotional. I don't always like talking about my mom because it makes me like go back to how I grew up. Healing my inner child. When I was thinking about healing my inner child, I went back to my childhood, how my childhood was after losing my mom. How does a child deal with the death of a parent at 4 years old? You never even actually deal with it. Come to think of it, you never actually deal with that thing. When you lose a parent when you are so young, you never, because at that time you don't know what loss is, by the way. That's according to me. But you don't even know like how to deal with that thing. That's why I think I never really dealt with it. Like you don't know how to deal with it. I think it really affected my childhood because me losing my mom made me think like I'm alone in this world. It really made me secretive. Like I think some part of me didn't also tell people because I was like, I don't want people to pity me. I don't want that to define me. My dad took me to boarding school when I was so young. I went to boarding school when I was in class 5. I didn't know how to to wash my clothes. I didn't know. So me, my dad just, I'll tell a couple like, you go, you will catch up. So I think also going to boarding school at such a young age, like I had to figure life alone, even made it worse in some aspects. Because sasa going to boarding school, I had to like forge my own path. I grew up as that kid. Have really that someone, like that someone, like I'm gonna, like it's like this someone I'm gonna be calling. Like I didn't. And that thing really fucked me up. I'm gonna say that. Honestly, it did. It really messed me up. And I'm like, when I was reading about this healing my inner child and was doing the research and was watching how people are doing about it, I was like, sis, it's time. It's time for me to go back and look at that girl. Look in the mirror. It's time for me to go back and look in the mirror, and it's time for me to open up. Because I was maybe 50-50, like I said, about opening up about this, and I was like, why shoot this podcast every day when you can't be true to yourself? Why call this unspoken? Why bring other people's stories to life if you can't be honest with your story? Yeah, so that's it. Me, my childhood was, I remember, like I was that secretive. I remember even when I started my period. I started my period when I was in class 7, yeah, and I was still in boarding school by then. So, of course, by the time I was starting my period, we had already been taught how to expect our first period, of course, in science, in class 5, 6, yeah. So we had already been taught how even to put your sanitary towel on your panty. Like, we had already been taught about all that. So I remember when I was in class 7, I think that's when, adolescence really hit in class 7. So that time, people used to like us as girls in our just starting our adolescence. So like if someone would start their period, like it would be such a big thing. Like it was so funny. It would be such a big thing. Atiwe, nani ameanza kutoa damu. Nani ameanza kuonyesha. So it would be such a big thing, and we'll go there to that, maybe that girl who started her period would support her. Like she atasindikizwa kwa choo na watu 10. Yani mtu mmoja ameanza period yake, tutamsindikiza kwa choo, tumpeleke kwa choo, tumsaidie kuweka like eh, like we'll support that girl because it was like, you know, it's like you've transformed, like you've transformed to now you're now a young woman, isn't you? Like start your period was like a huge transformation. So us, we would like help go to that girl. If you start your period, kwanza you'll tell friends, and then tunakuja tunaku support, and then hey, like it was so, like girls are really there for each other. So but me, I was different. I remember me when I started my period, I didn't tell anyone. Actually, I couldn't come to tell anyone, and that really like that was messed up. I didn't even tell anyone. I was like, sis, you know what to do. You know what to do? Get your shit together. I'm afraid of getting attached. Sad, but true. Like, that losing my mama at such a young age, how it changed my entire childhood. Because I was, there was a time in the first in my life, I was like, now why? Like, why me? Why me and my family? Like, why? Why me? Mbona mimi sikuwa like mom? Why? Mbona mimi tu ndo nilikuja kwa hii dunia nishi like without my mom? Like why? Like why? I always ask myself that. I used to ask myself that as a kid. Like why? Like I never really like face it. Like I was like why? Like mbona? Like mbona? Like I? It's fair. That's what I used to like think. So it really made me afraid of getting attached, getting too close to people, bonding. It really like made me get so. So afraid. I was like, what if I get attached and then I lose this someone? And I'm gonna say this. It really affected my dating life. It really is affecting. Of course, now I'm not in a relationship, but the past relationships that I have really been affected by that thing of not wanting to get too attached. And it's really so bad. Like, because I'm even thinking, can you like bond with someone without getting attached? Because when I was even doing my research about this, when I was even deep diving about this healing my inner child, I saw somewhere that learn to get connected and not attached. Yeah, I'm learning to get connected and not attached. There's a big difference, by the way, between those two, attached and getting connected. Like people would come, people would leave, because as I mentioned earlier, me, I was in boarding school. So me, I was in and out of school. I was only at home like for 2 weeks or 3 weeks maximum for holidays. And even during the holidays, I used to go for tuition. So I was like barely at home. I was that kid. And when I was reading about like healing my inner child, I saw that you should start reparenting your inner child. It's good to have. Allow people in your life who can support you. Allow them. Don't just shun in people. Like that's what I'm really working on. Just allow a support system in your life. Yeah. So me nowadays, when I think about my inner child, I tell her she's gonna be fine. I tell her that I'm figuring things out. I tell myself nice things. I take care of myself. I support myself. I pamper myself. Like I put myself first. I want the best for myself. Like I want to romanticize my life. I want love in my life. I want people who love me in my life. I want to be close to people who love me in my life. Like, yeah, it's really that simple. I don't know if anything I've said has made sense to you, but I hope it has, because it is really something that is happening in my life currently, and I really felt that I need to share this journey with you guys, because Unspoken is a journey. This podcast is literally my life journey. It's literally me figuring my life through this podcast. Me allowing people to figure their life and tell their part of the story, tell their real story through this podcast. So I just really hope like you are on the, you're healing your inner child. Inner child means a person's supposed original or true self, especially when regarded as concealed in adulthood, like individual's childlike aspect. And when I was even thinking about this issue about healing my inner child, it really got me thinking to how when someone asks you, when like the tendency, I think I've really seen this tendency for a while, where when you're asked, tell me your story, ama tell me about you, ama who is Awiti, tell me your story, I think many people tend to start, I'm a 21 year old girl, I lost my mom when I was 4 years old, I lived with my relatives, I went to, like, you really don't have to define yourself with, like, the painful things that have happened to you or the bad things that have happened to you. They don't define you, and they're not even really you. They're just some parts of your life. So I hope, because I've seen it with a lot of people, even me, I would say, me, I used to do that. And it's really messed up. But I, since I'm on this healing journey, I decided no. Those are just things that happen to me. They don't really even define me. They don't even really define even an inch of my life. They do not. So if you've been doing that, if you know someone will be doing, please, what me in the podcast ask. So guys, I think I'm gonna end this episode here before I cry. I cry my eyes out to all moms out there. Consider this a Mother's Day special from Unspoken. This is a Mother's Day special episode, and I have a special event coming up on Mother's Day. I'll be at Victory Children's Home. Yeah, I really enjoy hanging out with kids. I can hang out with kids like daily. Even last Saturday we were at Kisumu Remand Home. I was invited by Second Option Agency. I was invited there for the event. We were at Kisumu Remand Home. We were interacting with the kids there, and it was like really so fun. So me, like, I like interacting with kids. So I'm super excited for next Sunday. So I hope I'm gonna see some of you guys there. I'm gonna see some of the Unspoken community representing there. So happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. This goes out to all mothers. I see what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. No matter if you're a single mom, this goes to all single mothers, to divorced moms, to young mothers. There are a lot of young mothers now. This one goes to young mothers who are doing this motherhood thing and figuring it one day at a time. So this one goes out to you, like even our grandmothers. Like, literally, to all mothers in the world, we appreciate you. I personally appreciate you. And this one goes to my mama. This episode, I'm gonna dedicate it to my mom, to my late mom, who brought me into this world, who I wish was here to see me and to see how far I have come and how I have conquered all the obstacles, all the challenges that I had to face to get to where I am today, despite everything that happened, despite not having a mother figure in my life. This one goes out to my mom. I miss her. I miss you. I miss you, mom. So this one goes to you. And I hope I have made you proud. And I want to make you proud. The Unspoken event on Mother's Day, I'm gonna dedicate this first event to my mom. I miss you, and I wish you were here. I still wish you were here. As much as I'm now in my 20s, I even need you more now in my 20s. So shout out to all moms out there, man. Shout out to all moms out there, man. And check out my social media, by the way. Check out my social media pages and see how the event is gonna be. See all the plans. So check out Unspoken Podcast KE. You can see the poster there on Unspoken Podcast KE on Instagram and all platforms. My personal account at Awino Awiti. You're gonna follow up how the event is going on. Yeah. If you want to donate in any way, in cash, in kind, we're open for any donations. So just check out my social media and you're gonna see how you can donate, yeah, and support the community. So I guess I'm gonna love you and leave you. it's Friday. I've cried, but yeah, it's all good. Nimeshalia, and it's all fine. It's Friday. It's a good day. So guys, I'm gonna have to love you and leave you, and I guess I will catch you on the next episode. So remember to heal your inner child. You really need to do. Heal your inner child.
Mama, I dedicate this song to you. Wherever you dare, my mama, I just want to say thank you. Our mama, I just sing this song for you. Wherever Wherever you day, my mama, I just want to say thank you, boo-boo. For the things you they do for me, for the blessings you rain on me. Sometimes I lose my way, but you still the prayer for me, the sacrifice for me. Oh yeah, yeah, mama, God bless you, mama. Yeah, me sure I want, mama. God bless you, mama, mama, hey, mama. God bless you, mama. Yeah, me sure I want, mama. God bless you, mama. Mama, you the first one. See the way you hustle for my kiss. 9 months for the belly, no be easy. But you endure the pain for my sake. One try me fake. Boom, Renee, mama, boom, Renee, boom, Renee, you ain't in a boom, Renee, mama, God bless you, mama. Yeah, me sure I want, mama. God bless you, mama. Mama, hey mama, God bless you, oh mama. Yeah, me sure, oh mama. God bless you, oh mama. For the things you they do for me, for the blessings you rain on me. Sometimes I lose my way, but you still the prayer for me, the sacrifice for me. Oh yeah, yeah, mama. Bless you,